You know, as we were worshiping, I saw two rolls of waves of water rolling. And I knew it was the presence of the anointing. It's the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Bible talks about billows of waves. And there are waves of His presence, waves of glory, places that water can reach where humanity can't. His presence is unreachable. In other words, there isn't a place it can't reach. His presence is not far from any one of us. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, God's presence never stops. You know, we have a tendency to look at our past and our mistakes and all the other things. When we repent, God doesn't see them, but we still do. And the enemy always reminds us of how stupid we were or whatever, you know. But that's where Christ who's in us is greater than the world. That's why we have to refresh our minds every single day. Renew them and restore them every single day. But we are in a phenomenal time right now. And the time we are in right now is called appointed time. Everyone say appointed time. Because there's an appointed time for something specifically to happen. Now, we don't always know what's going to happen. I mean, if we knew, we'd be God, right? But we have an idea or a sense of things that are happening. We know, everyone knows Jesus is going to return, but nobody knows exactly the day. But we know that there's great events happening right now. There's exposure happening. Roofs are being ripped off of all corruption, and they're being exposed. The presence of God is being revealed in multiple places. People are getting thirsty and hungry for the truth. People are awakening because they've been deceived for so long. And it's a terrible place to be in deception. The spirit of oppression has oppressed people for so long. They've run to the world for medication and help from doctors. And it just got them more oppressed or depressed. Even the medical field is being exposed. The pharmaceutical companies are being exposed. The law enforcement is being exposed. The political is being exposed. Everything is being exposed right now. Why? Because it's an appointed time for exposure. Actually, it's called explosure. That means God is exploding time right now. What a time to be alive. What a time. I mean, you know, think about this. God is God. And there's only one. He's the only way, truth, and life. And He created everything out of love. Not because He needed anything. He wanted to share His love with His own creation. So every single human being that's created that has a specific character, that character was developed by God. So that character could know God's love and God could love that character. Even though there's an individual character, but the main character is Christ in us. The hope of glory. Amen? Would you turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, starting at verse 1? To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Now, this is so powerful because he explains it, but so many of us, sometimes we miss it. Everything there is a what? Season. A time for every purpose under heaven. So, in the natural realm, there's four seasons per year. Amen? God's time is 4 years per season. I'm going to share it again. God's time is 4 years per season. How many years has Trump been out of office? 4 years. Does everybody understand this? It was prophesied that Trump would be removed for a season. Why? Because 4 years is God's season. So that was a specific pointed time. I mean, there's no coincidence that Trump's got his name called Trump. Hello? Why? Because it's a part of the blowing of the trumpet. It's the Trump time. It's a time. We are in an appointed time. And how many years in a season of God's? 4 years in one season. That means that it is an appointed time. Is everybody cool? Verse 2. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal. A time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep. A time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain, a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, a time to sow, a time to keep silent, and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit has the worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in its what? It's an appointed time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from the beginning to the end. I know nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of his labor. It is a gift of God. I know that whatever God does, it is forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken from it. God does it that men should fear before him, reverence him. That which it has been already been, and what is to be has already been. And God requires an account of what is past. Again, time and seasons are in the hands of the Lord. Time is a multidimensional calendar controlled by God. I'm going to say that again. Time is a multidimensional calendar controlled by God. Amen? Again, the natural looks at 1 year, 4 seasons. And God's appointed times, it's 4 years in one season. What? It's to complete a season. That's what he's trying to do. Trump is 4 years and symbolic to God's season. So there's 4 years and one of God's seasons. Everybody understand that? Because that is so critical right now. Why? Because now is an appointed time for something powerful to happen. We just finished a super moon. We just finished a feast, atonement. We're entering the Feast of Tabernacles. These are specific time, appointed time, moments for God's season. Amen? 2 Peter chapter 3. This is our appointed time. It is the body of Christ's appointed time. To be what? Glorified. Second Pete chapter 3, verse 1. Beloved, I now write to you the second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder. Remember, you have a pure mind and a non-pure mind. You have a carnal mind and the mind of Christ. Now remember, the mind is nothing but a what? Storage unit of memory. That's all it is a storage place of memory. verse 2, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of our Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that what? Scoffers will come in the last days. Are we in the last days? Amen. Walking according to their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget that the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in water. In other words, the earth was baptized. Does everybody get it? When the flood came, God baptized the earth. What is baptism? It's a representation of death and resurrection. Hello. Verse 5. For this they willfully forget that the words of God have the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in water, by which the world that existed perished, being flooded with what? Water. And you must be born again of the water. Amen. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Okay, so that will be the second and final baptism. The word says that the Spirit will come and what? Baptize us with the Holy. God will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and what? Fire. So the fire that's going to burn everything up is actually another baptism, and everything will be brand new. But beloved, don't forget this. One thing, that with the Lord, one day is a thousand years, and a thousand years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Hallelujah. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. That's the final baptism. Therefore, since all things, why? Because this is a what? That's an appointed time. Amen? So we see many things of appointed times here in God's word. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt away with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness shall what? Dwell. Praise God. Appointed time of new birth for the earth through the baptism. There's two of them. One's already started. One was completed already. It was an appointed time. You don't think God knew the perfect day to flood the earth? You don't think he foresaw everything coming? Of course he did. Amen. John chapter 3, verse 1. John 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night because he didn't want to get caught, and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these things that you do unless God is with him. Then Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he what? Cannot see the kingdom of God. Do you understand that? He cannot what? See. That's why many people don't see now, because they're not born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time in his mother's womb and be born? That's what the physical mind thinks. It's kind of hilarious, isn't it? Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of the water and of the Spirit or of the fire, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. First, he says, you can't see it, and you cannot enter it. Amen? That which is born of the flesh is what? Flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said this to you. You must be born again. There must be a new birth. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? And Jesus said to him, wait a minute, homie. Are you the teacher of Israel and you don't know these things? Repent and try again. Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I told you the earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you what? Heavenly things. Oh, praise God. Born of the water and spirit or born of fire cannot not only enter, but cannot see the kingdom. Spiritually and physically. That's why Jesus said to them, when you pray, pray thy kingdom come. Why? So they can see it and be a part of it. But then it says, don't look here nor there, but the kingdom of God is what? Within you. Why? Because that's an appointed time to be born of the Spirit so the kingdom of God can be expressed. That's an appointed time. God knew exactly what day you were going to be saved. He predestined it. I mean, there's many times I say, what took you so long? I never get an answer. My will be done. That's about it. You know, what took you? But again, you don't realize what we had to go through so we could learn. In other words, we choose our destiny. Many people say, well, don't you believe in fate? I believe that God's always trying to intervene with our choices, but he will never prevent you from choosing something. Amen? We're not slaves to be controlled. We're free to choose. And because we have that free will to choose, God tests all of our choices. And as he tests our choices, that determines what your destiny is going to be. What's going to be fulfilled. How's he going to use you? And then, of course, he's always intervening. You know, things that you might be waiting on, something, whatever, something else comes up. Amen? Why? Because it's an appointed time. And a specific appointed time. It's also called due season. An appointed time is called what? Due season. Oh, happy days. Acts 17. The moon becomes full at an appointed time every month. It's a sign. Unfortunately, the human calendar does not cooperate with the full moon. But the Jewish calendar does. Hallelujah. Acts 17:22. Then Paul stood in the midst of the asparagus. Areopagus and said, men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. He was rebuking them, basically. For as I was passing through and concerning the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription to the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you. God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands. Nor is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life and breath and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined their what? Pre-appointed times, in other words, due season, and the boundaries of their dwellings. In other words, there is an appointed time where God has put us in specific areas to dwell. And when we leave these specific areas without God directing, we usually fall into trouble. Then we struggle. Amen? For in him, verse 27. So that they should seek the Lord and hope that they might grope for him and what? Find him, though he's not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are his what? Offspring. You know, we can't even comprehend we live and move and have our being in him, because God is big. The universe is small to God. To me and you, it's unlimited. But to God, and we can't comprehend it. Our peanut brain just can't grab that, you know. We just think big and small, but you know, giant, wimpy, and whatever. But in God, it's overwhelming. And one of the things he wants to do is expand our imagination. That imagination is the window of image. It's like a canvas that's painted on. That's why it's important that we keep it cleansed. Amen? Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to what? Think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and men's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance, God is what? Overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to what? Repent. Is that appointed time? Yeah. Because he has an appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead at an appointed time. There's appointed time, a due season. Again, 4 years is one God season. 2 Timothy chapter 3. You can only get away with so much until there's an appointed time where God collects. Second Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. But know this, that in the last days, are we in the last days? Perilous times will come. Perilous times, due seasons, will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors. Is there any traitors? I mean, we see them all in the White House, don't we? Every Democratic individual is a traitor. They might not know it, amen, but they're promoters of demonic forces. I don't know if you heard it or not, but there was a Carmella event, and somebody went in there and said something about praise the Lord or Jesus or whatever. Who? Kamala? Oh, I don't know her. Kamala? What did I say? Carmella? Marshmallow? I don't know. Anyways, so somebody went there and praising Jesus, and they said, not in this place. Oh, Jesus is Lord, yeah. And she said, you're in the wrong place or something like that. Because Jesus is not Lord in the Democratic Party. They are anti-Christ and anti-American. Man, if people just could grab hold of that. But they can't. They are demonized. That's why it's called Democratic Party. Hallelujah. Verse 4. They're traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people do what? Turn away. Don't vote for them. Don't promote them. God have mercy. Turn away from them. Why? We are in perilous times. These are appointed times of a due season. Why? They're called last days. last days. And Jude, verse 3. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men, who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Who long ago, he said. In other words, these people were predestined, preappointed to come in and to be what? Exposed. If they didn't come in and do these things, they would never have been found out. Verse 5, but I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe or did not what? Follow. And the angels who did not keep their position in the heavenly places, but put on flesh and came into the physical realm, but they left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. Those are the fallen angels that put on flesh. As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in a similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. Yet Michael the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." Why? Because it wasn't his responsibility to take care of the devil. That's the Lord's responsibility. Amen? He went there to get the body of Moses. Verse 10. But these speak evil of whatever they do not know, and whatever they know naturally, like brute beasts. In these things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them without eternity, for they have gone in the way of Cain. Now Cain was the wicked one. Have run greedily in the error of Balaam, who was a prophet for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. These are spots in your love feast, while they feast with you, without fear, serving only them what? Themselves. They are clouds without water, carried about by winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots. When I order food in a restaurant, I tell them, please don't twice kill it. Don't kill it twice. Verse 13, raging waves of the sea, forming up their own shame, wandering stars, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men, also saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are what? Grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lusts, and they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the prophets of all of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be what? Mockers in the last time, or appointed time, who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, or praying in what? Tongues. Keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Jude, fallen angels that left their heavenly position, They influence humanity, producing offsprings of dimensional entities to entice humanity into a what? False reality. But God in due season has begun to pluck these individuals and awaken them to the true reality, knowing a larger appointed time is around the corner to fulfill a due season. It's coming. Hallelujah. Galatians 6:7. What does this absolutely say? Do not be what? Don't be what? Deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, he will also what? Reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in what? Due season. We shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are the household of faith. Due season, appointed time. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Let's speak it. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. That's an appointed time, isn't it? Preach the word. Be ready what? In season and out of season. Be ready in season and out of season. In other words, maintain focus until the appointed time. Amen? You have an appointed time for healing, deliverance, blessings. There's an appointed time for every one of us. Hallelujah. Verse 2, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and what? Teaching. For the time will come, that's an appointed time, isn't it? When they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers that we're going to agree with the way they believe. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables and lies. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your calling or your ministry and purpose. Amen? Be ready in season and out. Maintain focus until appointed time for your healing, for your deliverance, for your blessing. Joel chapter 3. And verse 12, please. Let the nations be awakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there I will sit to judge all the surrounding nations. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is what? Ripe. Is that an appointed time? Come, go down, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for the wickedness is great. Multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon will grow dark, and the stars will diminish their brightness. The Lord also will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and the earth will shake, but the Lord will be a shelter for his people and a strength of the children of Israel. So you shall know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then Jerusalem shall be holy, and no aliens shall ever pass through her again. Valley of decision, an appointed time in due season. There will be reaping, and there will be rewards. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting at verse 1. Let's speak it. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all, such as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has given us his Holy Spirit. Sanctification. What does that do? It keeps you prepared and positioned for the appointed time for God, for healing, deliverance, and blessing. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. In other words, respect one another. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time or appointed time or due season. Casting all your care upon him, for he does what? He cares for you. Be sober, be alert, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and do what? Settle you so you're not moved. Due time, appointed time. Yes, it's called due season also. And I'm going to close in Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light. Ooh, the kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar. Your daughters shall be nursed by your side. Then you shall see and become what? Radiant. And your heart shall swell with joy. Because of the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. And what else? The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. It's a promise from God. This is where we're at now. Why? It's an appointed time. It is due seasoned. We're in it right now. That song that we just sang, Turn Around, everything's turning around. And breakthrough is here. Everything is manifesting. God is preparing us for a mighty move and for something awesome to be released. We just need to stay in position. We just need to stand fast. It doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. It doesn't mean you won't make mistakes. In fact, it doesn't mean you won't sin. But you repent quickly. You get up and shake the dust off and move forward. Amen? We all make mistakes, but don't stay in them. Amen? Praise God. Father, we are honored and blessed. We thank you for your word. We ask that you'll continually to remind us, revive us, and refresh us with the word that has been released to us and protected by the blood of Jesus, so that the seeds may grow and bring glory to your name. Lord, I pray blessing over each and every one here today. And Lord, that it will be protected so that we can remember, Lord, what you have told us because of an appointed time that you have predestined for us in everything that we do for your glory in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.